Hey there, welcome to episode 15 of Busy Kids Love Music, a podcast for music-loving families. My name is Carly Seifert. I'm the creator of Busy Kids Do Piano, and I am so thrilled to have you here with me today. In this episode, we're going to learn a little bit about a female composer who composed during the Romantic period of music, Fanny Mendelssohn. Fanny was born in Germany in 1805. She is the oldest sister of another composer you may have heard of, Felix Mendelssohn. Felix and Fanny had the same music teachers growing up, though Felix admitted that Fanny played piano far better than him. At the age of 12, Fanny performed all 24 of Johann Sebastian Bach's preludes from Well-Tempered Clavier from memory. Fanny was close to her brother Felix, and though he supported her creativity, he discouraged her from publishing her compositions. He even printed some of her compositions under his own name, telling her, quote, "She regulates her house and neither thinks of the public nor of the musical world. Publishing would only disturb her in these." Fanny's father wrote a letter to Fanny in 1820, acknowledging her gifts, but also saying that while her brother Felix might become a professional musician, quote, "For you, it can and must only be an ornament, never the basis of your being and doing." One piece that was published under her brother Felix's name was called Italien. Schöne und schöne schmückt sich der Plan, schmeichende Lüften wehen mich an, Fotos der Prose, Lasten und Mühe, zieh ich zum Lande der Poesie, goldene die Sonne. At a reception in Buckingham Palace, Queen Victoria told Felix Mendelssohn that she would sing her favorite song by Felix and proceeded to sing Italien. Felix confessed to her that this piece was actually written by his sister. Awkward. Fanny married a painter named Wilhelm Hensel in 1829. They traveled in Italy, returning to Berlin, Germany after her mother's death in 1842. In Berlin, Fanny organized private concerts at the Mendelssohn home where she occasionally performed herself. While her brother Felix overshadowed her as a composer during her lifetime and for many years after, Fanny Mendelssohn has been increasingly more and more recognized for her own accomplished works. She wrote about 500 musical compositions in all. Recently, in 2017, a major work called Easter Sonata, which had been lost for 140 years and then rediscovered in 1970, but mistakenly attributed to her brother Felix Mendelssohn, was performed at the Royal Academy of Music in London on International Women's Day. Thank you. Fanny's compositions contain showy parts balanced with delicate, peaceful, and restrained passages. Her works were smaller in scale than the male composers of her time, not because she didn't want to write anything grander, and certainly not because she lacked the ability to, but because of her position in society. Many experts and musicians today wonder as they listen to her work, how would an opera by Fanny have sounded, or a full-scale oratorio? Towards the end of her short life, there were changing attitudes about women in the world of music, which resulted in the printing of a few of her works in her own name. She died at the young age of 41 after a stroke. Head over to my site at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/15 to listen to more works by the brilliant Fanny Mendelssohn and dig deeper into what we've learned in this episode. I've set up a listening calendar of 10 pieces for you to listen to until our next episode airs in 2 weeks. Thanks for joining me today to learn more about music together. I'll see you soon for more musical discoveries. Bye for now.